I call upon him. We do what we do every Sunday night, which is, oh, by the way, quick vote. Or you guys think we should change the title from Yard Sites to Rebbe Rebbe?
Yard Sites.
No, I like Yard Sites.
Hands up for Rebbe Rebbe, hands up for Yard Sites.
That's
for man.
Wait, Rabbi, my hands again?
I like it. I like Rebbe Rebbe. Okay, we'll think about it. So the Yard Site for Tzaddik is Tes El. So when we finish tonight, make sure you take out your... Yeah. Make sure you write Tes El. What's that in English? Okay. Okay, tough. So what we do here... Just to remind ourselves, we come to find Rebbeim, to find Rebbeis. 3,000 years of Jewish peoplehood. And we get the opportunity to be in the chatzah, to be in the courtyard of Rav Kook, to be in the courtyard of Tiferes Shlomo. And tonight we're going to join Rav Tzaddik. And the goal is not to give a lecture, not to know history, but it's to learn from Klal Yisrael's Rebbeim that we've ever had. And to eat Ethan's deli roll.
Yeah, we're Baskin. Rebbe's in the Baskin deli roll.
So,
and Rebbe Tzimna.
So last week we did Rav Kook, and we did something funny. We went around the room and we asked if you could say one thing about Rav Kook in one word. Want some soup? That's some hot soup. Hot soup. We asked if you could describe Rav Kook in one word, what would it be?
Chef.
So I don't even think that would work with Rav Tzaddik. Who here has heard of Rav Tzaddik?
Do you get it?
Okay, who here has not yet heard of Rav Tzaddik? So what are you going to say? Tell me one thing about Rav Tzaddik.
It sounds like Rav Tzaddik.
No, you don't know about him.
Sounds like Rav Tzaddik.
One thing about him is you don't know anything about him. Because Rav Tzaddik was, even when he was alive, no one knew much about him.
Sounds like Rav Tzaddik.
Now he knows, now we know a little
your
more.
Your favorite
Tzaddik. Tzaddik. Tzaddik.
Yes.
Okay.
Say better.
Give it to Tzaddik. But let me tell you, this is one of the coolest farm ever, and I'll tell you why. Because, I mean, this is what we did. We'll spend a few minutes learning about who he was in his life, and then we're going to spend a few minutes at the end learning some of his Torah and letting him be a Rebbe. So Rav Tzaddik was born in 1823 in Latvia. The place is called Kresnia. Like Russia, it's close to Russia, Lithuania area. And he was born, like they say crazy things about Rav Tzaddik when he was born. You know, they say that when he was born, he was nursing from his mother, he'd make a bracha.
What?
Farish. They say like, he was like, you can't imagine the kind of genius that they say he was. You've heard the Vilna Gaon, what's his last name? Gaon, right? Like he was a genius. They say Rav Tzaddik was like on par. Like Rav Tzaddik, and this is Eitan, I've heard this already. They say that Rav Tzaddik, when he would walk past a tree, in an instant, you could tell how many leaves were on the tree. Wow. Any guys ever see Rain Man?
Yeah.
You did?
I don't watch
the other guy who's autistic.
He's autistic. So if Tzaddik had that amount of brain power, he could look at your shirt and tell you how many seams were sewed, how many like tefirot were sewed into your shirt. Right? You could ask, you could say Kelev, and he could tell you how many times in Shas that word comes up. He had like this, and this was at the age of 10. This wasn't like when he was 30. He was an Eloi. He was like, it's crazy, crazy mind. We have a copy of his Bar Mitzvah Drasha. I like people in their whole lives don't reach like the genius that Rav Tzaddik had when he was 13. So Rav Tzaddik is crazy, crazy. Like it's okay to not like you don't have to learn from that. Like he's just a genius. Okay, fine. I'm not a genius. Okay, something else. But when he was something like 17, he got married, and 4 years later, his story really begins. So he was Litvish. He was one of the greatest minds in all of Europe. And he turned 21. Am I here 21? 21, 24. He was 21. He was married for a bunch of years already. He was a Kohen. And people tell us different ways, but basically people were jealous. They were jealous of Rav Tzaddik. He was the biggest genius in all of Europe. Barely even had to try. He was so unbelievably brilliant. And they started to say things about his wife. They started to take shots. They started to say that she was being inappropriate, not being sneeze. perhaps speaking with other men, things that were not becoming of the wife of one of the greatest tzaddikim in the world. And was it true or not? Unclear. Was she doing anything? Unclear. Was it just people that were jealous? It's hard to really know. But Rav Tzadok, who was such a kadosh, such a tzaddik, and he was a kohen, he said, I can't be married. I can't stay married to a woman who everyone's spreading rumors about that she's not being appropriate.
Motzi las.
What?
Thank you.
So was the rumor... All right, it could be motzi las and gidin, right? Okay. So he said, no, it's not bad. It's las. It could have been las, it could have been true. But he said, okay, I have to divorce her. And this is only after... He was 21 only. He said, I have to divorce her. But all of you guys don't get it. Are you allowed to divorce a woman who says no?
No, only she.
You can give a guess anyway.
So you're both right. From the Torah, you're allowed to. You could just throw a get at her, right? But halacha l'maaseh, you're not allowed to. It's kind of being a gerushim. You cannot divorce a woman unless she says yes, unless she acquiesces. So Tzadok said, I want to divorce her. And she said, no, I'm married to Tzadok. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not divorcing you. And there's only one way to get divorced if your wife says no. And that's something called the Heter Meir Rabbanim. Heter Meir Rabbanim in English means a heter, a permission, from 100 rabbis. And what you have to do is you have to go around the world, finding 100 gedolim, and getting them to sign a document that says you are allowed to take it, what's now going to be called a second wife. You can't really divorce her, but you can take a second wife. And that's how it would work. He would be able to get remarried. Not still be with his former wife, but he'd be able to get remarried. So Rav Tzadok begins this journey, and he starts traveling through Europe. And he remembers in Latvia, which is it's a little bit west. And he starts traveling through Eastern Europe. And what's in Eastern Europe? This is 1823 plus 21 is 44. Great. What's big in Poland, Eastern Europe, 1844? Correct. Excellent. And what was battling the Haskalah movement?
Chassidus.
So Rav Tzadok's going to these giants. He's going to Sholmeshiv. He's going to the giants of Litvish Jewry, but also he's going to Chassidus Rebbes. Names you might have heard of: Chidushi Arim, the Bells of Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. Big names. Maybe we'll get to these people. See, but he's going to these places, and listen, many of them are going and learning. Divrei Chaim is huge halakha. Zach and I were just in the Kiryas Tzanz in Italia. And he goes to all these places, and he's each time getting a signature that will allow him to get remarried. And he goes to the Chidushi Arim, and the Chidushi Arim says, listen, I can tell you on a halakhic basis what you're doing is wrong. You're not supposed to get divorced. And Rav Tzadok says, no, I can argue that. I think I need to divorce her. He goes to the Belz Rebbe. The Belz Rebbe says, you shouldn't do it. He goes to the, who was it? He goes to the Tzanz Rebbe, Divrei Chaim. The Tzanz Rebbe says, see, Ruach HaKodesh, she didn't do anything wrong. And Rav Tzadok responds, Lo b'shamayim hi. Don't give me Ruach HaKodesh. Torah's down here. I'm divorcing her. Divrei Chaim says, if you divorce her, you're not going to have any children. And Rav Tzadok says, I have to divorce her. And he goes through Europe getting these signatures. So one Shabbos, he ends up in a very special place called Ishbitz. We'll get there, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll get to Ishbitz. We'll get to Ishbitz. But he gets to Ishbitz. And the Rebbe of Ishbitz is, the Ishbitz Rebbe was a Talmud of the Rebbe of Kutsk. You've heard, Kutsker. And Tzadok's there and he's spending Shabbos by the Ishbitz. He's going to get a signature before or after Shabbos, whatever it is. And he's sitting and learning the Beis Medrash Friday night, and Ishbitzer is giving tish. And he's speaking. And Rav Tzadok's listening while he's learning the Beis Medrash. And he starts screaming, stop! You're pouring acid on my soul! Like he screams out. And Ishbitzer like calls him close, like, come, join the tish. Tzadok's like, no, and then he pulls him in. And he stayed there for 10 years. He didn't leave the tish for 10 years.
Actually?
No, he left the tish. The tish ended. But Rav Tzadok stayed in Ishbitz for 10 years. Remember, you're single. You can do whatever you want when you're single. I'm saying, huh? It's good. Use it well. He stayed for 10 years. Basically, tish is for 10 years. That's the truth. And for 10 years, from 44 to 54, 1854, Rav Tzadok is by the Ishbitzer. He becomes his Talmud. And he switches from probably the biggest gadol in the world, the biggest like on the rise for the greatest tzaddik in the world in the Litvish world, to become chassidish. It's a big deal, especially in those days. It wasn't as big of a deal as it had been a little bit earlier when the Mechama was more fierce between the Litvak and the Chassidim. But it was a big deal that he switched. And 1854, he left Ishbitz. Why? Because the Ishbitzer passed away. And I'll tell you one cool thing about Rav Tzadok, is that he had a very cool friend. And his friend was the same thing that he was. His friend was a grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger. You heard of Rabbi Kiva Eger?
Yeah.
Kiva Eger, big Litvisha guy.
Went to his house.
Really? Where?
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. So he was, Rabbi Kiva Eger had a grandson named Label, Yehuda Leib. Mamish, can you imagine? Grandfather, one of the biggest goanim ever. Kiva Eger's kashas, you can't answer. And Label Eger also went from Litvish to Chassidish by the Ishbitzer. They actually tell a great maisa. When Rabbi Kiva Eger passed away, so they were going to say Kaddish at his funeral, and Rabbi Kiva Eger like requested that the Kaddish should be like a Lithuanian Ashkenazi Kaddish. Because he knew that his grandson was Chassidish, so he'd have a Sfard. So they get to the funeral, and Label Eger is saying Kaddish, and he says it in Nusach Sfard. Yasmach Bokun of Karim Shikha Yadzin. And they said to Label, like, how could you do it? Your grandfather asked for one thing, and you didn't listen. So he said, listen. He said, listen. My grandfather's passed away. He's now in the Olam HaEmes. He's in the world of truth. He knows I'm right. That's what he did. But they were best of friends. And Rav Tzadok, he wanted to not take, when Rav Ishbitzer passed away, he said, Label, you become the Rebbe. And Label Eger became the Rebbe of Ishbitz. And Rav Tzadok would sit next to him silently. And from 1854 to 1835, there is 34 years, like 1888, 34 years, Rav Tzadok was quiet. They called it the years of silence. He was quiet. He sat next to Label Eger, let Label Eger run the show, and he was just quiet, isolated. He was to himself, alone. 1888, Rav Label Eger passed away. And they made Rav Tzadok basically become Rebbe. And he was there for 12 years until he passed away in 1900. Okay? That's the story of his life. He lived during the times of Rav Kook, by the way. They never met. Hold on a minute. Let's make it cooler. They never met. But Rav Kook... Can you open that? Rav Kook did get some Sfarim of Rav Tzadok when he made it to Yerushalayim. He made it later, but the similarities between their Sfarim is remarkable. Whenever anybody learns, there's actually a sefer called Shnei Kohanim Gedolim, where they compare everything Rav Kook said to everything Rav Tzadok said and how much is the same. And there's also one more tzaddik that was the same, and that was Rabbi Nachman. Rav Tzadok actually wrote Ha'aros on Sefer Amidos of Rabbi Nachman. It's pretty cool. He learned this far. The Hashpa, and we didn't mention this last week, but Rav Kook said, Ani Nishmas Rabbi Nachman. I am Rabbi Nachman. I'm the soul of him. So anyways, this is a big Hishtashlis. We're going to get to Rabbi Nachman, but you'll see there's a lot of similarity between all these three tzaddikim. And Baruch Hashem, so just so you know, who learns Rav Tzadok, because no one knows about him. Rav Gifter, Rav Hutner learned Rav Tzadok. And I actually heard from Rav Weinberger. Rav Weinberger said that, he's like, I cannot reveal in public how much Rav Tzadok means to me. I have no idea what that means. I don't know why he said that. But that's what he said. He said, Rav Tzadok has done so much to me, but I can't say in public. I don't know what it is. But that was Rav Tzadok. And this sefer, Tzidkes HaTzadik, was written in the time, this is Yaakov Tells, thank you very much. This was written in the time period when he was transitioning to Chassidus. So the Torah in here, and Rav Tzadok's Torah in general, is so unique. I'll tell you a couple stuff he wrote. So he wrote a sefer called Pre-Tzadik, which was, he never had kids, right? The klal came true of the Divrei Chaim. He never had kids, and he named his Sfarim in ways that like express that. He had one sefer called Pre-Tzadik. Pre means offspring, like the kids I never had. Another sefer called Poked Akarim, which means like Hashem remembering those who are barren. Like his Sfarim were his children. He actually wrote, he wrote a sefer also on his dreams. One day, if anybody wants to do psychology, you do like a psychological analysis with Freud and the Tzadok's dream sefer. That would be cool. Nemet, it's you. Or Yoav, of course.
What?
That's it.
U.S. Army, U.S. Army.
But remarkable. And this book was written while he was in between.
U.S.
So, unfortunately, by the way, he had many, many more Sfarim he never published. Rav Tzadok actually thought that if you have a Ha'ara, you have a Torah idea that you don't write down, very sharp language, right? This? Hotza Zera Levatala. Which means like wasting seed. that's that, you know, Hashem gives you a thought and you don't write it down, you're wasting. It's a waste of Hashem giving you that idea. So he wrote like crazy. But unfortunately, only a few were published. The Nazis, Machshemam, burned everything he had, all the manuscripts, his Aras on Shas, his Aras on the Gadata, etc. And we lost tons of everything we have now is only, it's only like a hair's breadth of what we could have had. I don't think they're there. But the biggest thing I would say that we come from Rav Tzedok, and this we'll pass these out now here. Hand these out, and this is
freebies.
You have to pick up the clock and take out the clock and pull that thing up. Here. These are freebies. You can use those
one.
No. One of the most interesting things about Rav Tzedok is his emphasis more than any other tzaddik you can hear about on averos, on sin. On sin. He talked about averos day and night. He has a lot of controversial stuff. We don't have to give that over right now. Like, he has what?
Can we?
We can do another night. We'll talk about it. Like, he has like positions on Bechira, which are like very hard to understand. He has positions on Torah, which is very hard to understand. He has positions on like the world that are hard to understand. But it takes a long time to learn it all. But tonight we're going to talk about his position on Averus, which is beautiful. Which is beautiful. Take a look at this. Look at this. This is in Sigas Atzadik. So while he was talking about Hasidish, listen to what he wrote. And as you look, take a look at how many Gemaras Rav Tzedek quotes. You'll never learn Hasidus like this unless you learn from Rav Tzedek. Every word is remes to another Gemara. Every time he's you have to like have the mind of Rav Bednar, Shtachat, every Gemara. I went through a piece of them today. He gets every single reference. Because he knows everything on his fingertips. But like, you learn Rav Tzedek, like some of them are crazy, crazy hard, because he's referencing 15 Gemaras in 4 lines. Like, you're like, that's not Chassidus, I've heard, right? It's Rav Tzedek. It is. It's a way of doing it. Look at this. Kol Echad Yodea. Shebema sheyitzro tokfo biyoter, hu klim uchan osam dvarim biyoter, lios nekim v'zakim etzlo. Rav Tzedek has a mahalach. Every Jew in the world has difficulty in certain places. Some guys can't go to shacharis. Some guys can't stop watching Netflix. Some people, they can't stop speaking bad of other people. Some people can't hold back what they look at. Right? Some people, they speak a certain way, they think a certain way. Everyone has their averos that pull them, their yitzhar that pulls them in whatever way it is. Says Rav Tzedek, Everybody knows where the Yitzhahara pulls them. No one has sfegos in that. People come, what's my tafkin? You know where your Yitzhahara is, let's be honest. Says Rav Tzedek, it's not just the Yitzhahara. That is your derech. Look at this. B'dvarim sh'harbe l'fshaw b'hem yodea sh'klimuchan li'os daikeb osu davar naki bar levav. She'be'ever she'bo chotabo. That the body part which you use to sin, yase mitzvos. You're supposed to, there's a medrash. Use the body part you sin with to do mitzvos. Ein ze rak tikun lavi. You're not just fixing the avera kodemis. Mida kneged mida. Look at this. Gam, v'hu gam tikun nafsho b'prat. That is your avoda in the world, he writes. Ki kol echad nivra l'tikun eze davar prat. Everyone is created to fix something. Asher bonus yachten afshe b'prat. Vein lachaver. And no one is like you. No one is like you in your avoda in the world. Kimoi says, Shalom nimtza partuv m'shavim. No one has the same face. Upirtz of panim romiz al tzel mokim. Everyone has a different soul. Kinoda maimara kadmona maimara chzal gemar shabbos avucha b'mar zayir tvei. Someone would ask, what was your father? What was your father's like? What was he so strict in halacha? Kazen gittin ein adam omin al divrei toim gen nikshal. That you don't learn unless you mamish struggle and fail. But Rav Tzedek reads that radically different. Sh'adiyah machshala. The way that you fail, you learn. Sh'lekach notzu l'takei noso davar. The way in which you sin, Rav Tzedek says, don't look at sin as just, okay, forget about it. No. Look at your averos in the eye and say, okay, what are you telling me? In a Hebrew, Mazel merely. The tzaddik says, look at your averos. Look at your yetzahara and say, don't say, like, get out of here. Say, hey, bro, like, what do you want from me? Well, like, which direction are you taking me? Tira achos chosama torah k'mashkos b'chelek. Achos was deep in Malachim, if anybody learns Tanakh. And his son, Chizkiah. Chizkiah, his son, was the greatest teacher of Torah in history. Every kid, when Chizkiah was the king, could tell you Tumos and Taros. That's what it says about him. And his father, look at this, Medrash, Gemara Chelek, Shemana Tinogos Shel Beis Rabban. He wouldn't let them go to school. He said, if we don't let the kids go to school, then the parents won't be from at all, so we got to stop them when they're young. That's why Davka, that neshama, his father, was all about, his Yitzhahara wasn't stopping Torah. So his son, same, similar neshama, that exploded Torah. It's the same neshama. That was the point. That you look where you sin, and that is where you can grow. He writes, look at Resham Ches, we'll go through this one quickly. Ikir ha'adam, who is man? Cheshek shebelev shebo. Yerusha, what your heart is longing after. Yisrael malachim is greater than malachim nukar yitzarara yitzar tov. Yishur magbir. Cheshko letov harei zetov yam lav chule. And look right now for a second on the top of the second column. This is Murdik. Look at my test quote. Avos nikroin eitanim. The avos were called eitanim, the strong ones. Shemati. Shemati means I heard from. What do you guess? Who do you have heard from?
Him.
From me?
The Ishbitzer. Every time he writes Shemati, he's quoting his Rebbe, the Ishbitzer. Perish. What does it mean they were Eitanim? They were strong. Akshonim. They were stubborn. Perish. Shehayalahem Tokef HaCheshek Boer Ke'esh. The Avos had this crazy fire of longing, of desire. Shelo Yishkot V'yanuach. It would not be quieted. Ad Sheyagia. Until it would be satisfied. Av Mavino L'Shalom. Demidas Ha'ava. Ad Sheyagia. L'Tachas Avas Hashem. Shubarchagas Kol Avo Zulasa. Demida V'Hava. What can it be in the wrong way? Gile Rias. Right? Inappropriate relationships to people, appropriate actions. Ahava znus. Avram had that desire. That's what he wanted to do. He didn't quiet it. He didn't say go away. He took it, ran to Hashem. That's what he did. Tachlis avas, he became Ava. Ajaholid Yitzchak. Hayatokev acheshek liyiras Hashem. Sinas ra. You ever meet a guy that's like so into like very yekish? You have friends like this that are like, you gotta do this thing, right? You gotta be very serious. You gotta be taken seriously. That's Yirat Yitzchak, Sinas Ra. Hated evil. Kol mini avos zaros, hated wrong things. Ad shelid Yaakov, and Yaakov was both. And the Cheshek, he writes, was so strong within them, so powerful, but they rechanneled. And this is what Tzadok's, this is one of the most powerful in him that Tzadok teaches. In the words of Rav Blachman, who's a Rebbe in KBY, when you become from, don't change your English name. What does that mean? It means if your name was, you know, Isaac, Mark, Jake, whatever it is, don't become from and say everything I've done in the past is forgotten. Tzadok says everything in your life that you've ever done, everywhere you've come from is part of your life, is part of your story, and that shows you how to move forward. Look at your averos. Pay attention to your averos. Pay attention to your yetzahara. Like, be honest. What is my yetzahara? Be like the avos. And how can I bring this to Avodas Hashem? Tzadok's not afraid of averos. Not afraid of sin. It's a controversial idea about sin also. That maybe we were supposed to. But it certainly you understand in this way, when you already did an avera, it was supposed to happen. Not before. But if you already did an avera, you now say, okay, Hashem made this happen for whatever reason. I messed up, but now it happened. And it's part of my memory. What did that avera teach me? Everyone's trying to figure out, what's my goal in life? What's my strength? Look at your Yetzirah. The answer is there. Mamash unbelievable idea, right? It's nuts. Never heard of, like, who talks about the Yetzirah like that? Everyone says, fight it, fight it, fight it. Maybe open your ears, open your eyes. Listen. See what he has to say. Have a schmooze. You speak to him. Listen. I don't need your help right now, but like, you have any advice for me? Any etza? You spoke about Nevad. Like, before you go to your Rebbe, like, ask yourself, right? When you're asking yourself, ask your Yitzhar also. That's what Tzadok. That's something that unbelievably radical. You saw. Look what he brings together. He didn't forget who he was when he was a Litvisha Eloi. He didn't say, now I'm Hasidish, forget everything. Let me only talk about Dveikus. He said, no, I know everything. I know Shas, I know Nigla, I know Nistar, I know everything in the world. Let's put it all together. And that's Tzikas of Tzadok. That's who he was, that's his life, and that's what he taught. If Tzadok, don't forget your English name. And Baruch Hashem, we can think about this. I would love for us all tonight to ask, to have a conversation with the Yetzer Hara. With your words. I mean, Nachman is always about speaking with your words. Use it. It makes it more real. Lehit Gashem, to make it more, Gash means more real, as the rain is Geshem. Lehit Gashem, to bring it down with your words. Have a conversation with Yetzer Hara. Say, Yetzer Hara, where are you? And what are you telling me? And listen, I think it's like, if you need an example, I can give you 1,000. You have a guy. He's very, very charming. Gets girls pretty easily. Makes connections sharp. So what does that mean? He has comes to the Yitzhar. Yitzhar says, listen, bro, Rafi, you are so good with women. You're so good at connecting to people. What does that mean? You have the koach of hiskashros, connecting. So what I want from you? You can have crazy debates more than anybody else. You can reach out to a Talmud like Isi. Say, Isi, let's be close. Let's be friends. Let's grow together. You can look someone in the eye. You can have a deep relationship more than other people because you have that koach. Right? And some guy who's so funny and makes fun of people all the time because the best jokes you make fun of other people. So, there are Rabbanim I know that are hilarious. You guys all know hysterical Rabbanim. Jokes are much funnier than making fun of people, but they channel. It's the koach of, I'm hysterical, I can see everything in a funny way. It's how you channel your Yetzer Hara. That is how you figure out who you are and what your goal is in the world. And that's your tzaddik. So as we always finish off with this chabura, what do we do at the end? We sing a niggin. And the niggin's words are mazel merli. So I'll sing, I remember the chords, I think, this time. Never remember them. But I'll play them and think about this question. Think about Yetzer Hara a little bit. And then we can go into the rain, if you want, or you can have more soup. It's leftovers for me, anyways.
1, 2.
If you don't know it, you can go to the second time.
Shkach. Shkach, shkach, shkach. Nice family, guys. Shkach, always good.
Shkach.